I'm going to use the last 15 minutes of our class to talk about what we just did, telling simple news stories, and the bits of grammar that we have to understand and be able to use in order to tell little stories like this. These are extremely simple news stories, and yet it's amazing how many things we have to know just to make these simple sentences. We have to know what order to put the predicates and participants in the sentence. We have to know which mood to use. We have to know all of the endings that go on those mood endings to agree with whoever the sentence is about. And now we're learning how to connect a series of sentences to tell a narrative. A narrative is when you're connecting more than one event together in a sequence of events. That's basically what I mean when I talk about narratives. In this unit, news, we're going to be connecting news narratives. So just now we practiced telling a couple of connected stories. One connected story has to do with Don making toast for his son. Another connected narrative had to do with Lindsay's efforts to adopt a dog. So each of those stories has a sequence of steps which requires several sentences to tell, and those sentences have to be linked together. The linking of those sentences will have effects on what mood we use, and it also forces us to find connectors, glue words. One of our most important glue words is ah-ah-at. That's what Hinnatinnis used just now when she was trying to connect two events. Ah-ah-at is the most common connector, and it is the one you should use by default. Ah-ah-at can mean and then. So it's one way of saying something like, Lindsay wanted to adopt a dog. Hashep mahsumt wa ish ainate Lindsay. Ah-ah-at wa ish unakshik. Lindsay wanted to adopt a dog, and then she got it. That ah-ah-at is the linking bit that links the two sentences together. In that case, it means and then. Ah-ah-at can also just mean and. So when we made complex numbers, we learned to link them with oh ish or oh ish or ish. 11, 12, 13 is tsawak, oh ish, hayo ish tsawak, hayo ish atla, hayo ish qatsa. But we can also use ah-ah-at there. Hayo ah-ah-at tsawak, hayo ah-ah-at atla, hayo ah-ah-at qatsa. That's another way to say 11, 12, 13. So ah-ah-at is very broad in meaning. It can mean and. And it can mean and then. I should say that ah-ah-at behaves like an adverb, which means that if it's first in the sentence, it should take the endings. So, for example, in the story about Lindsay adopting the dog, if I put both sentences in the hearsay mood, it'll sound, and I connect them with a ha'at, it'll sound something like this. Hashah sep witta sint wa ish ainit Lindsay, period. Ah-ah-at wa ish unakshit, period. Notice that in the second sentence, ah-ah-at wa ish unakshit, ah-ah-at takes the endings. This is something that learners have a lot of difficulty with because the English word and is a very weak word. It is not stressed. It often gets reduced to just n. And English speakers tend to expect Nunchaknoth words for and to behave the same way. But Nunchaknoth words for and are less reduced than English words for and. And the word ah-at can take endings in Nunchaknoth. And if it's the first word of the sentence, it has to take the endings. Something I started to talk about before our practice was sequence of moods. This is something very important in Nunchaknoth because there are so many moods. Often we use one mood in one sentence and then a different mood in the following sentence. One of the things that affects our choice of moods is narration, if we're narrating a sequence of events. There are lots of different ways to connect two events together into a narrative. But one of the most common things to do to show that two events are connected is to default to neutral mood. If you can establish the mood in the first sentence, and once that mood is established, if nothing changes, you can default to neutral mood. Here's how that would sound with the dog adoption story. Hashah sep. Utasint wa ish ainit Lindsay, period. Ahat unakshit, period. Notice that my first sentence had hearsay mood. Hashah sap witasint waish. But my second sentence had no audible mood ending. I said ahat unakshit. There actually is a mood ending there. It's just not pronounced. That's why I wrote it with that zero symbol, the empty set symbol. The way that we know that mood ending is there, even though we don't hear anything, is because if the person is different, if the person is I or the person is you, then we do hear something. So, for example, let's say Lindsay got amnesia and she doesn't remember what she did for the past week, and she asks, "Why do I have dog food in my house?" And I'll say, "Don't you remember, Lindsay? You were going to adopt a dog, and then you got her, and then you had to let her go." That would sound something like this in a Hausa dialect. Hashahsap witta sint itsk einit. You were going to adopt a dog. Fact. Strong mood. Hashahsap witta sint itsk. Hashahsap witta sint itsk einit. Aha atlsuk unakshit. Then you got it. Aha atlsuk unakshit. That's the you form of the neutral mood. Aha atlsuk tlachit. And then you let her go. Aha atlsuk tlachit. So when the person is I, you, we, or you all, the neutral mood has an ending. That's how we know the neutral mood is there. It's only in the he, she, it form that the neutral mood is zero. And it's often useful to write that using the special symbol I used, because otherwise learners don't realize at first that there's actually something there. They don't hear anything. They think it's moodless. That's not the case. It's just that the he, she, it form of the neutral mood happens to be zero. This can be a difficult concept to grasp, but it's very important if you want to learn to speak and understand Nuchanov. I've just been talking about the sequence of moods. The sequence of moods is used to show that several events are connected. When I start with the strong mood or the hearsay mood, and then I default to neutral, and a bunch of sentences are in the neutral mood, that is a signal to my listeners that these form a connected narrative. These are connected. Hinatinius gave us an example where she said, Ciela is house sitting, Lindsay is hungry. And her sequence of moods told us that they must be connected somehow, because she used hearsay mood on the first sentence and neutral mood on the second sentence. So just the fact that she defaulted to neutral like that implies these two things are connected, and that tells your listener to look for a causal connection. Well, there must be a connection. What could the connection be between Ciela house sitting and Lindsay being hungry? There are lots of possible connections, but there must be one because of the sequence of moods that Hinatinius used. So sequence of moods is one way to tell a narrative. Another important way is the connectives that we use. I've already mentioned our most important connective, or glue word, that is the word ah-a-atl, ah-a-atl, which we translate as and or and then. But even more important than ah-a-atl is the ending atl. We've been seeing the ending atl all over the place, and you might be wondering, why does Nuchanov use atl all the time? It's not a terribly important ending. It doesn't seem to be doing much, and yet we have to include it all over the place. One of the important functions of ut is to connect a sequence of events. So let's take our other example, the one about Dawn making toast for her son. In this story, which actually happened this morning, if Dawn can be believed, is that Dawn made toast for his son. He didn't eat it. Dawn didn't want to throw it away, so she ended up eating it. The way I would tell this in a Hausa dialect is Ukwil chimit wa ish don tust ma il katsuki wik an he u eats wik mahsa wa shitl oh don u eats shitl. Just now I read the simple script that I sent you, adding hearsay mood to the first sentence, but leaving the rest of the sentences in neutral mood. I used the sequence of moods to show that those clauses tell a connected narrative. But actually, the way I just told those is not the most natural way to put it. The reason why that didn't sound completely natural is because I left out the important ending ut. Ut is also an important way that Nuchonov indicates that a series of events tell a connected narrative. So I'm going to do that again. I'm going to use the same sequence of moods that I used before, that is hearsay, neutral, neutral, neutral. But I'm also going to put ut on all of the clauses except the first one. And that will sound like this. Ukwich chimit wa ish don tust ma ilkatsuki. Wikat anahe o eats. Wik mahsat wahshit. Och at don o eats shit. Ukwich chimit wa ish don tust ma ilkatsuki. Wikat anahe o eats. Wik mahsat don wahshit. Och at o eats shit. True. I just told a simple connected news story. I told it in four simple sentences, but I went a little bit beyond the script that I sent you in the chat window and by email. The way that I went beyond is first by using the an appropriate sequence of moods. I established the hearsay mood in the first sentence and then defaulted to neutral for the rest of the narrative. I also showed that those events were connected by using ut. Starting with the second sentence, I put ut in each clause. That ut can also be translated as and then. So ut and aha-ut perform very similar functions. They both serve to connect one sentence to another. It's just that aha-ut is a standalone word, whereas ut is an ending that has to go on the first word of a clause. But otherwise, they mean very similar things. You'll also notice that the word ah-ah-ut contains the ending ut. That is the end of my short lecture for this afternoon. We have introduced Unit 16, news. Unit 16 gives us a number of sentences that we can use to frame news stories, but there's far too many news stories to teach them all in one unit. So we're starting to build the knowledge and skills that we're going to need to tell all kinds of different news stories. And some of those skills have to do with how we tell connected narratives. Today we learned two methods of connecting events into a narrative. One had to do with sequence of moods, the other had to do with using connectives like ut and ah-ah-ut. True.